Secretary of State Colin Powell has arrived in Israel. He says he's looking forward to moving aggressively towards a political resolution of the crisis in the Mideast. Powell is scheduled to meet with Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon tomorrow and with Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat on Saturday.
Powell's visit comes amid urgent international calls for Sharon to end his 2-week military offensive in the West Bank. The Israeli army said it is withdrawing from some 24 Palestinian towns and villages, but it has moved into 2 other West Bank towns. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Jerusalem on growing concerns that neither Sharon nor Arafat is capable of returning to the peace track.
In Gaza City, one of the few Palestinian areas not to be hit during the Israeli offensive, Arafat advisor Marwan Kanafani looks for something positive to say about Powell's chances of pulling the two sides back from the brink of all-out irreversible conflict.
This is the last shot, if you may. There are certain responsibilities that the Palestinians said that they're going to ready to shoulder. There are some responsibilities that the Israelis should shoulder. The problem is political.
The problems are political in more ways than one. Powell has already declared that for any ceasefire to hold, there must also be real hope for progress toward a peace agreement. That is not something the Sharon government has been willing to accept, at least not in any form that involves the participation of Yasser Arafat. On the other hand, says Professor Shmuel Sandler of Bar-Ilan University, even though Sharon is eager to let the military finish the job it started, he's probably not willing to risk alienating the Bush administration to do so.
We must, however, take into account the American interest because the United States is our best friend and it's the power in the world. So we are in a bind here. And I would say that Mr. Sharon will try to walk between the drops.
But walking between the drops, an Israeli phrase for Sharon's need to placate both the right and left-wing members of his coalition, is one reason the prime minister's critics say peace now seems farther away than ever. But Haaretz newspaper columnist Gideon Samet says it's unfair to apply that criticism solely to Sharon.
Because I think both Sharon and Arafat are in no position. They cannot initiate a peace process. They may not want to, but also each of them is under immense pressures. From within, domestic pressures.
That leaves international intervention as the main avenue of hope for peace supporters. Israel is already sending worried signals about that possibility, saying it will accept only a small team of observers in the Palestinian territories, most likely American. Samet says simply bringing in observers would court the disastrous possibility of one or more of them being killed. He believes the intervention should be political, in the form of another multinational conference like the one held in Madrid in 1991. Western and Arab states would help set a new framework for Israeli-Palestinian negotiations. Professor Shmuel Sandler says Sharon himself hinted at such a possibility in a recent speech.
As far as Sharon is concerned, he definitely would see this as an accomplishment because Madrid was initiated by the Likud. Of course, the Palestinians would be at this point against it, but I think they are so weakened now that they would have to go along.
For many Palestinians, scrapping Oslo and returning to a multinational political effort would be a major victory for Sharon, who fought Oslo from its inception. And Arafat advisor Marwan Kanafani says while the Israeli onslaught may have weakened Palestinians physically, it also ensured that the only product now being produced in the Palestinian territories is extremism.
I cannot go now to any of my town meetings and tell the people, please, let's quiet down, we have something happening. I cannot. Only people who could go and say blood, kill, bombs are welcome. This is the catastrophe. Nobody believes that it's going to be better off tomorrow. Nobody.
Powell is already fielding questions about the impossibility of his mission. Today he said he doesn't like wallowing with pessimists. He meets with Prime Minister Sharon tomorrow. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Jerusalem.